Welcome, folks, to another community radio interview. I'm Manuela, and this is CJR Local First. The Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission, the CRTC, authorized the bilingual community station CJR Radio to move from 107.9 FM to 96.3 FM to better serve the municipality of Castleman and its surrounding areas. Moreover, CJR Radio has also applied in early December to replace its current FM transmitter in Sarsfield in order to provide a much wider coverage that would include a large part of East Ottawa on 95.7 FM. Here to talk about all these changes is Denis Labrèche, CJR Radio Director of Programming. Hello, Denis. Thank you for being here. What made you start CJR radio station for the rural communities to the east of Ottawa?
So CJRO officially started as Carlsbad Info Radio. I think we still have one of those signs here in the studio. Back in 2017, it was like a tourist radio station. So we started as a tourist radio station to inform residents and also the public in general about, you know, information, events, a way to promote anything that was happening in the community of Carlsbad Springs at the time. So that's how it started. And then in 2019, we got a license from the CRTC to become a bilingual community radio station based in Carlsbad Springs in Bars at 107.9 and 107.7 in Carlsbad. And then there were like numerous expansion, one in Embrun, one in Sarsfield, and then in Castleman that followed throughout the last like 5 years, just due to the possibility of like the demand, the interest too. While I contacted Embrun and Brussels, there were residents interested in the radio station. The reason for it was because there was no, I call it a news void. There was not a lot of local news being offered on the radio, or not on the radio, but I mean overall very limited on the commercial radio stations and in French and also in English in the community of Carlsbad Springs, rural Ottawa. Sarsfield, Carlsbad, Vars were very like, you know, news desert, if I can use that term. That's a term that's been used a lot. And Embrun, they had like a couple of newspapers in the past, and Russell also, that basically either shut down or folded or just disappeared. So I found there was actually a need for local news. So that was really the push for CJRO originally when we created some kind of like news station and community station. And then it just expanded from there with music and community producers and volunteers producing shows and more content to what it is now.
Yeah. What can you tell listeners about the new frequency for Castleman?
Okay, so Castleman currently on 107.9, a very small transmitter, only 2 watts, based in the industrial park. We have a small antenna with one of our colleagues, volunteer, who is also producing a show, Mario Bourgeois, who was producing a show, he's still producing a show for us, and we were situated inside his business in the industrial park, Castle Brew, that folded, it closed down about almost 2 years now. And basically, we still got access, but it was a bit hard to get access to maintain the transmitter and to access the transmitter. And just, you know, we need, you know, regular maintenance on just to make sure everything's okay. So at that point, I kind of started looking around and say, how can we improve the signal to go from 2 watts to something else? And through our research, we identified 96.3 FM. That was actually an option of having a better range and a bigger coverage, going from 2 watts to 50 watts. And then at that point, contacted the municipality of Castleman. I did a presentation to their council, and I was able to explain the reason we were moving and we were looking for a place to put our new antenna. And at that point, they accepted our proposal. You know, everything takes time because you need to request with an application to the CRTC. And then that was done, I think, it was May of 2025. And then we just heard the news in December that the CRTC had approved our application, moving from that 107.9 in Castleman on 2 watts on a lower, quite low, the antenna. Yeah. So the coverage is not great. Going to on top of the water tower in Castleman on a 50 watt transmitter on 96.3, we'll be able to reach like all of Castleman, all of the surrounding areas, including, I'm pretty sure, Saint-Albert, and then maybe up to Limoges, and then also even a part of Embrun for that frequency. So people will be able to go from 107.7 in Embrun, and then if they move towards Castleman, move to 96.3, and then it's going to be the same station. So that's ideal, and that's what we wanted to do. So Carlsbad Springs 107.7, and Embrun is the same on 107.7, and then Castleman at 96.3, Vars on 107.9, and then we have Sarsfield currently at 107.9. All that, at least, we'll be able to have a larger coverage in that area. And then, you know, we are always available on the internet, so on different platforms, so it's not a problem.
What other projects or what targets do you have in regard to CJRO Radio? You seem very determined and ambitious about the radio station.
So we're crossing our fingers. Unfortunately, Element FM, a station in Ottawa, 95.7, shut down in September. And then I saw this opportunity of jumping on that frequency. It's a long shot, but at the same time, I don't know if the market would be good enough in Ottawa to allow a new station to operate. So we took our chances and we prepared quickly an application to replace the transmitter in Sarsfield. This one would be going from 107.9 to 95.7, and Sarsfield is only 2 watts. And then it's actually, you know, not too bad because it's on top of a silo and then, you know, about 25 meters pretty much. But we were looking at even close to 30 meters and then going to be 900 watts. So it's a long shot. I'm not sure if the CRTC will, they're probably going to start a process to review if there's actually other interests for that frequency. And also, we're not proposing to be all available in all in Ottawa. Our goal is to become, you know, East Ottawa, rural Ottawa, community bilingual station covering all this area in the east, from Orleans to Embrun, including parts of Clarence Rockland. And then with our transmitter in Castleman. So all that area would enhance our coverage with 95.7, crossing our fingers that the CRTC will allow it. So we'll see. But anyway, we have a good application. I'm pretty confident that it's pretty solid. It may take a good, I would say, 6 months to a year before even we know where this is going and how they're going to be approaching this request from our part. There's also 89.1 FM, and again, unfortunately, CSUO, the community campus radio station of the University of Ottawa, shut down. They're still on right now, but they lost their access to their studio and at the University of Ottawa. Long story short, basically, the students decided not to provide funding for 89.1 CSUO. So that said, between 89.1, 95.7, CJRO Radio is interested in expanding. We're hoping that, you know, either way, we will try to get one frequency that will work for us. Unfortunately, some station had to shut down. For now, we're concentrating on our expansion in Castleman. I just recently ordered the equipment. We have an installer for the antenna that's probably going to do this after it gets warmer in the spring. So for 96.3 in Castleman, and that's what we're concentrating on.
Do you get any feedback for listeners? Do you think the radio has community that listens to the shows, the music?
Well, we get feedback from different people that actually every time I talk to somebody in different communities that we serve, there's always like, you know, oh, yeah, I listen to that station. Oh, nice. And sometimes they don't even realize it's a big word. We are all volunteers. Yeah. This is a community-based station. But that feedback is positive. I don't see it as saying like who listens. It's actually a service we offer for news and community programming, information that is based within the community. That's the mandate of every community station. It's different than commercial radio, and it's for the people, by the people. So that's how I see it. And the fact that we are also reaching to the bilingual, you know, in French, en français, and also the English community. So the advantage of that is a plus for all the communities that we service. But listenership, I mean, we have a bit of numbers coming from the internet, so a lot of people connect to the our feed. We are available on TuneIn application, iHeartRadio, Radio Player Canada. We are available through our website, and there's a bunch of other application or platforms that sometimes I'm like, oh, we are here. The platform for website, for the news, it's great because we have the news available on cjroradio.com, but also on frequency.ca, I think it is.
Frequency news.ca
that you provide the news for, and that's like the platform for the news, like online platform.
Would you say you're happy with how it has been growing over the year and all the dedication you put into it?
Well, yes, I'm happy. For me, it's more of a hobby. I'm still working full time, you know. Eventually, I'll be probably doing this more full time. I currently do it just part time on weekends and weeknights. Yeah. Things in radio, especially when you deal with the CRTC, it takes time. Especially in the past 3-4 years, the CRTC has been very busy with different changes in the radio industry, and it's still evolving to the point where, you know, everything takes time. When you do an application, it can take 6 months to a year. What we did in the past 4 or 5 years from since 2019, up until now, 2026, you know, we had like 5 different transmitters. Ideally, I would like just to have one, but it costs a lot to have one powerful transmitter. Mm-hmm. And also when you put it high on top of a high tower, it costs thousands and thousands of dollars to put, let's say you go up to 60 meters. Well, those towers are very, very expensive. Like even if you put your antenna on top, it would cost thousands of dollars per month. And then to reach everybody. And also the power that you use, if you use like a, you know, like those commercial radio stations that are broadcasting at like 30,000-40,000 watts, that's a lot of electricity. Mm-hmm. You know, we manage with 50 watts or 40 watts. And the fact that, you know, more and more now radio is hybrid. FM is almost like a plus, where you basically do your programming for the internet and then you broadcast on FM. It's changing, it's evolving, but the mandate of the community station has not changed. We are still servicing 20, 40 years ago, it's the same kind of mandate. The radio produced for the community.
Well, sounds great. Thank you for being here, Denis.
Thank you, merci.
Best of luck in the new year.